Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
What's up?
Ah, man. I'll tell you.
What's going on?
It's all you for like the next 5 minutes. I'm Beaver Baseball has roped me in this postseason like nothing else. I mean, dude, all aboard. Let's go. And they're the freaking Undertaker meme. You cannot kill them. They've done it again. They were down 2 runs going into the bottom of the ninth, 0 for 10 with runners in scoring position, and it just kind of felt like maybe the magic was over. Wrong.
1 for 22 with runners in scoring position in the College World Series.
Yes.
Until the ninth.
Not going great.
Although they're getting a little help.
A little help.
Louisville is booting it around. You know, listen, this is a serious sports question.
Yeah.
Very serious.
Hey, Louisville did just strike out the next two batters, so.
I want your serious sports answers.
Give it to me.
And then we'll update you on the game.
Yeah.
If you are playing in college baseball.
Yes.
Would you want to go into the ninth inning with a lead or a deficit? Assuming it is one or two.
The answer,
even though you're going to say lead, is deficit.
The right answer is the lead.
That's the dumbest thing to say that you want a deficit.
The right answer is the lead, but the correct answer is the deficit. These teams cannot close out a game to save their lives.
No.
Unless they have a guy throwing a no-hitter on the mound.
Yeah.
That shortstop. Frankie Lindor guy
for Louisville. He does have a Lindor look about
him. Dude, that was the worst play I've ever seen.
So bases were loaded, nobody out. Beavs down by 2, and they hit a ground ball to the shortstop.
Kind of a slow chopper.
Chopper, and you're kind of thinking, like, literally the words came out of my mouth, damn it, don't get the double play. And the shortstop booted it, and 2 runs scored. Now, to give credit, whoever was the Oregon State guy that was running from second to third, he timed that perfectly because he jumped right over the ball intentionally right as the shortstop was getting ready to field it. And you know that had an effect because you could see the shortstop kind of had that moment where he's like, ah, and he lost it and it rolled under his glove.
What was it like?
Duh. Hey, give Louisville credit though. So they booted that ball to make it 6-6 and there was bases loaded, no one out. They struck out the next 2 and then got a flyout.
Well, it was second and third. It wasn't bases loaded, but they had runners on second and third.
I thought they...
With nobody out.
Well, then someone else got on base then because it was bases loaded there.
What? So it's 6-6 going to the bottom of the ninth.
Bottom of the ninth.
They only got 2 out of that.
See, this goes back to Oregon State's problem. You had the bases loaded with nobody out and you couldn't get another one across. You got your 2 because the shortstop ended up booting it. Oregon State should have the lead right now. Oregon State should be going into the bottom of the ninth with a chance to close this out. But, you know, you had 2 guys strike out and then someone weakly fly out to right. The Beavers are incredible, but that's not going to get it done.
Well, now they got to close it out.
Yes.
Any chance they do that?
Look, I am not betting against Oregon State because every time it feels like they are dead, like I said, they're the Undertaker meme. They
Who's
open up the
closer?
Coffin lid and pop up.
Who's the big stud closer?
Do you go to your closer? I mean,
I think you do.
I don't know who their
your stud. Life's on the line.
I don't know who their stud closer is. I know they have a lot of depth, so I don't know if they have one guy or if they do it by committee.
I need your best arm, right meow, and he's throwing me multiple innings.
That's freaking nuts. That will come if they lose that will come back to haunt you though. Is you had 3 at bats to scratch out. All you needed was a fly ball, and you take the lead, and now you're trying to close
it out. Or just a ground ball to the shortstop.
That would work too.
He's like Bill Buckner over there.
That stinks when you have 3 opportunities to get a guy in from third, and you can't get it done.
Did you hear Clayton Kershaw talking about college baseball the other night?
I did hear Clayton Kershaw. I don't know why, because he was. It was like in the middle of a game, they were talking to him.
Well, he was saying, he hates college baseball.
Yeah.
And I you know, I mean, you watch college baseball. Every year we're reminded that college baseball really is bad baseball.
It's the same thing as watching any college sport, though.
It's very exciting,
yes,
but it's really bad baseball.
Yes.
And especially when you're used to watching the big boys.
Yeah.
And he was, they were asking him about the Devers trade or mm-hmm. Devers. And he was like, yeah, Kyle Harrison and
Jordan Hicks.
Jordan Hicks. He commented on them because they're major league pitchers.
Yeah.
But then they were asking about the prospects or prospects and college. Somehow college kids came up and he's like, yeah, don't talk to me about college kids.
Talk to me when they get here.
Yeah. Talk to me when they do something in real baseball.
Yeah.
He does not like college baseball.
No, you could definitely tell. And I think to an extent, maybe not even just college baseball, but the idea of prospects. Because baseball, I was having this conversation with my kid the other day when we were out at the Hops games. It's weird because when you're drafted in the NBA, you're drafted in the NFL, you're expected to come in and play right away. Same thing in the NHL for the most part, when you're a top-level pick. But baseball is funky because you don't. It's the one sport where you get drafted unless you're, I mean, unless you're Paul Skeens, and even then you spend some time. It's kind of, it takes a while. You know, it's go sit down for a little bit.
Well, and there's no guarantee you're any good.
No.
At the major league
And
level.
You could definitely tell that Kershaw was, he had that, the idea of prospects in college baseball. Yeah.
Yeah. He did not care if you were good in college.
No.
I can tell you that.
No.
But that's fair. But I guess that's true of all sports. It's like you're, you know, there's no guarantee you're going to be great, but baseball's I think the one where
it's the hardest. It's got to be.
They hit the least.
Yeah.
The top picks.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I mean, it's a different game. One, especially like if you're a hitter, you know, you got a trampoline bat in your hands.
Are we going to walk the first freaking, is that Lindor? Is that the Lindor guy?
Yeah. His name's Alex Alisea.
Yes. Ah. And I guess they showed it. He booted one in the first game as well. I guess he's not, it's not exactly a vacuum there at
shortstop. Where do you hide the little guy?
Yeah.
And they put him.
And they walked him.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
This is what I said.
Lead off, walk. Are you kidding me?
Well, this is, if it's.
See what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean.
Are you kidding me?
You can't get a runner in from third with three outs and then you walk the guy in the bottom of the ninth to lead. That's just.
I mean, college teams are adept at blowing it.
And I'm assuming Louisville here bunts over and then you get.
They got a lot of speed.
You got two cracks then to get a single.
Their uniforms suck, though.
You don't like Louisville's unis?
I don't.
Oh.
I don't like the all black. Mm.
I think both squads, because Louisville goes all white and all black. I think it's a good look.
In the Supers, they had a Houston Astros style alternate.
Yeah.
That was like the 80s style, but it was with red instead of orange.
I kind of liked what Louisville had going on.
I got to tell you, too. Unless black is your main color,
yeah.
I mean, of course, Oregon State, black is a main color.
Yes.
Say, like, the White Sox, you know, they're black.
Yeah.
Is one of their main colors.
Yes.
Unless black is one of your main colors.
You don't like it.
I don't like it at all.
Yeah.
I don't like it when the Ducks wear black.
Yeah. I get it.
I agree.
I don't like it.
So what you're saying is you hate the blacks.
You could maybe clip that. Black, please. Thank you. And we'll see how that goes.
Just saying.
We'll see how that fits in.
No, because like, he said you. He didn't say I.
That's what the color guy was saying. That's you.
Wow.
You. Oh, yeah. They signed that brown guy, and then I went right past it.
Well, anyway, we're monitoring the Beavs.
Yeah. It's roped me in. Oregon State postseason baseball has me enthralled.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with the NCAA tournament. Like, I don't watch a lot of college basketball. I watch more college basketball than I do college baseball. But come tournament time, especially you get down to this, and the Beavers just have a flair for the dramatic. It's been great. It's been great all postseason.
Don't you think all teams have a flair for the dramatic in college baseball, seeing as how no college baseball team can close out a lead ever?
Well probably the ones that can't hit don't have a lot of drama.
So give me I've got a new betting angle for next year.
Okay.
Give me the best bullpens.
And just take that.
Yeah, I'll take that. Assuming all other things are, like, if you don't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, does LSU have a lights out closer? If so, that's what I'm betting on the rest of the way. Does Coastal Carolina have the lights out closer?
I'm guessing. And again, I'm just spitballing here. Is it possible that you pitching is a premium at all levels? And so I'm guessing that pitching in college, I mean, because I was kind of reading through and they were saying that most teams struggle to even get a 3-man rotation.
Right.
If you have two arms, right? So I think that you have such a lack of starting pitching. My guess is that you have a lack of if you have a lack of good starting arms, you certainly probably have a lack of bullpen arms. And if you were a dominant closer, chances are you'd be starting I mean, most of the time your closers are were dominant starters at every level and then get to the bigs and you don't have the stamina or you have one dominant pitch and you kind of go into that. So how many guys in college are truly dominant closers?
The other thing is opportunity. Like these really good clubs like Oregon State and LSU, they bludgeon people a lot of the season. Yeah. So there aren't always a lot of save situations. I pulled up the Beavs numbers to see who their saves leader was. He has three saves. They only have 16 as a team.
Yeah.
So like you may just be trying to, like Suk said, throw your best arms at the front and then make up whatever you can on the back.
If you're a guy that in a dominant closer is usually someone with one pitch that's like, F you, you're not hitting it. I mean, most closers don't have three pitches. You have one. Mariano Rivera is the greatest of all time. You had one pitch, for God's sake. Sometimes you have two, right? You got a high 90s fastball and maybe you got a sweeper or you got a nasty, you know, sinker that dives off the plate. And I'm just guessing if that's you in college, you're not closing games.
Did they just get catcher's interference? Is that what this was? 0-2 count fouled off, and they're sending the guy to first base.
Yeah, my guess is catcher.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
Walk and a catcher's interference. Oh, to start.
And now nobody out first and second.
Yeah, the Beavs have nine guys who have saves this year.
Did that?
And none more than three.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. If you're that guy with two really good pitches, dude, you're not going to the bullpen occasionally where you have a close game to have a save. Dude, you're in the rotation. Welcome to the front.
Now, and then, I'm looking at Coastal Carolina. They have a closer.
They have a designated closer.
Yeah, and his ERA is 0.58.
Hell yeah. That's good.
So that,
yeah,
that could be part of the reason why they're so good.
They're so dominant.
Nine saves, 31 innings, 22 hits, 2 runs.
It still says something, though, nine saves.
Ryan Lynch.
Because they play, what, 50-ish games?
Yeah, they've got one guy with five, and then a couple of other guys have smattering of saves, but he's their main guy.
He's their main guy.
When Ryan Lynch comes in,
he's shutting the door
tomorrow when the Beavers play them after they beat Louisville here, it's going to be tough.
I can't get that. That is as awesome as that inning was.
So now we have a walk and catcher's interference.
And, you know, and nobody out.
Are we going to get an error?
Did he really? Is that? Boy, it certainly didn't look like he was reaching out for it or anything.
Can they review that?
I think they're doing it right now. I don't know. It's tough to tell at the.
Well,
at the
bat definitely hit the glove.
Yeah. So is that catcher's interference no matter what?
That's what I thought, but.
It didn't look like he reached in. Anywho.
Last night when I was reading through the college baseball rule book.
Yeah, as you do.
Like
before you go to bed, you're like, well, just in case they call me up and need an umpire.
Yeah.
How bad would you be if like tomorrow?
If I was an ump?
College World Series. They're like, Rop.
We need you.
We need you. And I'm not talking the first baseline. No, no, no.
Grab your mask.
You're behind the plate.
Ooh.
How bad is it?
Well, it's bad. Very bad.
Decide the game bad?
Well, probably. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I won't call anything a strike.
I want to see the idea of just going in blank and all of a sudden developing a strike zone. Oh, my God.
I'd have a sweet strike call,
though. Imagine how in... Yeah, that's the one thing you got. Strike! Two! Might get a little interesting back there. I like it. I think every now and then we just get an amateur out there to ump.
All right, guys.
Appreciation.
We're going to keep an eye on this ball game here. It looks like... upheld, so first and second, nobody out for Louisville.
Oregon State is trying to give this game away.
As college baseball teams tend to do.
They're like, hey, that was an awesome rally, but we didn't want to take the lead, nor do we want to win this game.
So we'll see if they can close. That scared me.
You get scared of the
suspense.
We'll see if they can close it out. Okay, headlines coming up next on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right. Well, it's not looking good. Beavers booted. What did I say? Yeah, they walk the leadoff guy, and then catcher's interference. What did I say? They boot one next? He booted one.
Yeah, they laid down a bunt. It probably would have only gotten the guy at first, but the pitcher fumbled the ball away. So now they've gone to the bullpen. Bases loaded, nobody out, and all Louisville needs is to scratch one across.
Some guy named Edwards is in.
Yes.
He looks like a closer.
Yeah.
Kind of got the closer goatee going.
But if
you look, we can't root for this Louisville guy at the plate. He dyes his goatee.
Boy, that is a weird thing.
What's he
right?
doing?
Can I just say that dyeing of facial hair, that's
never a good idea.
It's a damning piece of evidence that you're a douche. I'm not saying it's the end all, the be all, but in a trial of douche, oh, he struck him out.
Ooh, that's a favorable call.
Yeah, I don't know if that was.
I would have called that a strike.
Give me the K zone. Let's see.
I want Isaac. Do you think we could get a high school team to let Rop umpire their game?
Well, I don't want to do that.
Why?
Only College World Series or better.
Yeah, I don't.
Oh, that's not even close.
That's not even close to a strike. But
now a double play ball gets you out of it.
Boy, wouldn't that be something?
Dude, all the guy has to do is slap it on the ground.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
A ball in play probably wins this game for Louisville. So if you're Oregon State here, you got to get another strikeout. So we'll see. I'll say this. Is it good baseball? No. Is it entertaining baseball? Yes. But this is the thing about college sports in general. College basketball is atrocious. Can we all agree? Like a college basketball inbounds play is the most chaotic thing in the history of the world.
Here's another guy with a dyed goatee.
What is going on with Louisville?
Is that their thing?
It's their bit.
Well,
kept in front. Go.
College football isn't any better. You know how many like bad quarterbacks exist? Watch Riley Leonard played for the national championship last year. Riley Leonard cannot throw the ball more than 10 yards. And yet he played for Craig Krenzel, for God's sakes, right? Won a national championship.
You know what I think it is? Is I think that the difference is that coaching can make you look better.
Yeah.
Like team football, like a really well-coached football team, even in college, can look good. I mean, it's not that Riley Leonard's like Peyton Manning. It's just that they're well-coached and they look good. They're assignment-oriented. They tackle. All the things you look for.
Yeah.
Discipline.
Yeah.
And basketball can be that too. Now basketball suffers because there's really short of like having a star scorer.
There's just no offense.
The offense is bad.
Yeah.
But you can still look better.
Yeah, that'll do it.
But in baseball,
it's gonna do it.
Yeah.
You can't. Look at the spin twirl.
Yeah.
Got to gain some momentum somehow.
Beavers just lost. They lost.
Yeah. That was
Damn it.
You know, it was one of those where they had been living.
Well, that's their own fault.
They had been living so dangerously.
They didn't deserve to win that game.
No.
Tell me they deserved to win that game.
They didn't.
They went one for everything with runners in scoring position.
No.
And their bats went silent for all three games, pretty much.
Yep.
And they freaking booted it all over the place in the ninth inning.
Yep. And it's been a problem. They have not played very good defense for this entire run here in the postseason.
Is there a good defensive team in college baseball?
I'm assuming there is. I would think. It certainly wasn't here. So I just you feel bad. There's the pitcher that that gave up the walk and then booted the bunt and. Look, base is loaded with no one out. You should be able to get a run across. But Oregon State had that same scenario in the bottom of the ninth, and they couldn't. And Louisville did.
This pertains to nothing, but it's baseball. Can I just tell you?
This pertains to that. Arkansas, best defense in the country.
Oh, yeah?
Best fielding percentage of any team in the nation.
Do they have a closer?
That I don't know.
Because I feel like the old Beavers teams, weren't they? Really good defensively?
Yeah, like Darwin Barney and the Wonger. And yeah, they had some really, really good defensive teams. Ellsbury, one of the best, defensive outfielders in the country. I mean, yeah, they had some dudes out there that certainly could do it because they always kind of hang their hat on pitching and defense. It's the idea of when you're in Corvallis and you're not playing, year-round ball outside, you work on the fundamentals. And just this, for whatever reason, this run, they just weren't very good defensively.
This is not of any sort of notable notation to note.
Yeah.
But I wanted to point it out that the Marlins just released Woo-Suk Go.
Woo-Suk Go.
Yeah, huh? That's his name.
It's got to be your favorite player, right?
Yeah, Woo-Suk Go.
Or
I like it.
If it could be pronounced Woo-Suk-Go, but that would be even better.
Or Suk. Could be Suk.
Well, apparently he's not very good. Because if you can't make the Marlins squad.
Yeah, he got cut. But I just thought that name, unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like, if we're watching you, let's say we're out watching you in a sprint try, and we go, woo, Suco!
So it's like, hey,
and
that's
he
my...
And he turns around, he's like, what?
What's happening? Well, now, is he Korean, I'm assuming?
Yes.
That sounds like a Korean name. So maybe I need to get in touch with this guy.
Yeah.
We should get
the Woo Suit Go jersey.
What is the name? Yeah, I got to. Well, now he doesn't play for anyone, though.
Yeah.
And is it the last name Go or is it Suit Go?
Well, it's the hyphen is in between the Woo and the Suit.
Yeah.
Okay.
So his on
so
the
his first
or
name,
does it say Woo Suit
on the back of the jersey? It would just be Go.
Or would it be Woo Suit?
I think Woo Suit is the.
Yeah.
It looks like that's the first name, and Go would be the last.
But, like, Ichiro had Ichiro there, on not Suzuki, so I don't know if that's...
It's a good call. I'm trying to see if I can find a photo of him with his back, but it's not. Well, every photo of him is he's a pitcher.
Yeah. He is definitely Korean.
Yes.
And he's a little chubby.
Oh, so at least on his, it's WS, it's W period S period Go.
Oh, okay. He does the Siwoo thing.
Yeah.
That's like the giant center fielder, J.H. Lee, Jung-Hoo Lee.
Yeah. Just wanted to point that out.
Although I do see one on here that it is actually spelled out Woo-Suk Go. And if that's the case, I need a Woo-Suk Go jersey.
Yeah. The BTJ won't like that.
No. She won't like that. She's, one.
Her being a Japanese.
Japanese. Yeah. Oh, it's a battle at our household.
You're
for
speaking
Asian
Japanese.
Supremacy.
All right. Well, the Beavers are out.
Yeah, it was a hell of a run.
Nice little run. Another
year.
College World Series. Their eighth.
Mm-hmm. First time since 2018 when they won the whole thing. And
Louisville goes
on
to play Coastal Carolina.
Yeah, in just a little bit. So they'll play later today.
Got to beat them twice.
And then if they beat Coastal Carolina tonight, whenever that game starts, then they got to play tomorrow.
And then on the other side, LSU awaits the winner of UCLA Arkansas tonight.
So I think everything got shifted because of the rain, because LSU and UCLA started last night and they had to resume again today. And I believe they play this evening. Is that right?
No, LSU won. So
they won this morning in continuation of last night's game,
correct.
Right?
So UCLA plays Arkansas tonight. And the
That's right.
loser of that goes home.
Yeah.
The winner of that plays LSU, and much like Louisville with Coastal Carolina, they will have to beat LSU twice.
Yeah,
but Louisville plays again tonight? I thought that was tomorrow.
Yes, no.
Okay. Well, he said it was tonight.
Yes.
I don't know.
Louisville, there is a doubleheader. Whoever won this game with Louisville and Oregon State was going to have to play Coastal Carolina. Coastal Carolina
tonight.
And then if they lose, it's over. Coastal Carolina's on. But if they beat Coastal Carolina, they got to come back tomorrow and play them again.
So it's looking like it'll be Coastal Carolina and LSU in the final.
Yes.
Just as I predicted.
Coastal Carolina is going to be hard to beat twice because they haven't lost in 25 games. And apparently, as Rob stated, they have a closer that cannot be defeated.
He's a 0.58 ERA. That's yeah. pretty good.
Someone was saying, fan here was saying, leading into the postseason, the Beavs were trending towards a program record 0.98 fielding percentage. And the gloves just uncharacteristically let him down. Mm. That double stings because they had not been good in the postseason with fielding.
Oh man!
Okay, yeah. Let's get back on track here. We've got jock strap taxes.
We do have talk about jock tax.
Jock straps will be taxed.
Yes,
just as you wanted.
To $800 million. That's a lot of jocks.
That's coming up next. Here's Buck.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.